This is Dakota Datebook for June 3rd. The Dakota Zoo in Bismarck opened its gates for the first time on this date in 1961. The attraction grew out of a private operation known as the Christensen Farm. On the north edge of the city, Mark and Betty Christensen had kennels to board domesticated animals like cats and dogs and horses. At a certain point, they also began to raise mink. Friends and neighbors knew of the Christensen's love of animals, and over time, people began bringing injured animals and strays to the farm. They knew Mark and Betty would give them the care they needed. As the number and variety of animals increased, the Christensen farm started drawing curious visitors. Finally, it got to the point where whole busloads of schoolchildren would show up. The Marshall Bill Show on KFYR picked up on the phenomenon, and the publicity led people to consider starting a zoo. In 1958, 780 people signed a petition to establish the Dakota Zoo, and Mark Christensen brought a proposal to the Bismarck Park Board. Christensen's concept was a self-supporting zoo that would require no funding from the city. George Schomburg, the director of Bismarck Parks and Recreation, got behind the idea, and the park board set aside 88 acres in Sertoma Park for it. Mark Christensen and his crews used recycled and donated building materials for much of the initial construction, but certain projects only came to fruition because private citizens stepped in to help. When the Dakota Zoo opened to the public, it had 75 animals and 23 birds on about 15 acres of developed land. In that first year alone, some 40,000 people visited, each paying an admission of 10 cents. In subsequent years, capital campaigns have allowed the zoo to expand, adding many new exhibits and a discovery center, which offers hands-on learning. Mark Christensen's 1958 plan worked. The zoo remains self-supporting, and in a typical year can welcome over 100,000 visitors. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Mary Helm. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.